Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Delta Fine Arts program developer Rodney Holman is also a North Carolina Governor's School Foundation board member, U.S. State Department Franklin Fellow, Winston-Salem Centennial Committee member, and Golden Leaf Scholars Program Center for Creative Leadership coach. Oh, and Rodney's also a poet, author, and a singer-songwriter. You can hear him reading selections from his new book of poems on Sunday, May 13th, during the Delta Arts Center's annual Mother's Day Jazz Brunch, beginning at 12:30. A few years ago, Rod decided to set aside his novel manuscript and publish a collection of his old poems as well as new, yet-to-be-written ones. He was faced with that fearful question, would he be able to once again summon the muse? Thankfully for us, the answer was yes, and the result is The Universal Solvent, Poems by Rodney Holman. It's just been published by L. James Press.
I do look at them as messengers from the soul, telling me what's going on with me at a deep level, in case I don't know that already. And I sort of like that function of the poems. You know, a poem like Autonomous Complex, How Do I Stop Yesterday? Even if you don't know what autonomous means, it sort of screams, this is a poem about some internal process. And the first line is something like, today, at long last, I finally decommissioned my indwelling evil twin. And every now and then you write something and you're like, hey, I kind of like that myself, you know. And the repetition in that first line, all those adverbial phrases that at long last, finally, you know, let you know this person is full of relief that something is finally over. And I think focusing on being a writer, focusing more internally, that's one thing poetry does for you. It gives you a good through line. It makes sure that you know yourself pretty well, and I think that's important. Whenever there's something crazy in the news, when a person shoots up their workplace or other bizarre behavior that we see, bizarre or entertaining behavior, I think poetry saves me from that.
That's yeah. Interesting, that process of reaffirmation when you do get that poem out that is new and you reconnect with that sensation of accomplishment or whatever you would deem that. Maybe read us one an early something from that output, that most recent output that wound up in The Universal Solvent that provided that balm for you. This is sure. Rodney.
Well, here's a new one that sort of surprised me. It's called In the Land Before Time. Once upon a time, I was too young for judgment, guile, or woe. I wore Dracula's cape, and I had a friend named Tony, who wore a fireman's cap and held a toy soldier, whose arms he manipulated in the service of an ongoing narrative. The sun shone brightly, and we only knew contentment. Mama stood in the doorway looking outside to make sure that no one was bleeding or missing. I glanced back every now and then to make sure that no one was bruised or crying. Once upon a time, I lived in a land before time, before the ogres and the mood swings, before the sloughs of despond and the melancholy. This photograph must have been taken then.
I love that poem for a number of different reasons. The question that came on the first reading was, I understand your mother looking on, but why are you looking back?
The speaker in the poem is implying that, yes, a parent is going to keep their eye on their kids, especially when they're outside, especially nowadays, but the kid is also keeping a watchful eye out on the mother. And the implication is that she could be in danger too. And the implication is domestic violence. So he's making sure that nothing is happening to her too. So it's sort of like bookends in a way. And the way it just sort of mildly and is calmly delivered to the reader, it just makes it interesting. And it's another one of those moments where I go, oh, wow, look how that came out, you know.
Wow. You paint such a vivid image, and that time period and the playing with the toy soldier and where you are on the sidewalk, it taps into, I imagine, lots of minds. My own, my friend Edmund Douglas, Detroit, Michigan, 1968, and playing on a sidewalk. And his mom called him away right in the middle of the fun, and he was gone with no warning, right in the middle of the heights of this euphoria. But I just find it interesting how you've picked a moment that I think 9 out of 10 people can relate to.
Sure, and what you just said about that moment being gone and that disappearing act, that's kind of how I feel about those childhood days. There's such a rosy gauze in the memory and in your feelings about that. And it's sort of like a distant land that you can't quite get to. You have a memory of. And that's sort of the gist of it.
Awash in Birdsong, I enjoyed. There's something about Birdsong that locks me into something greater, as it does if I go to the sea, for example, or if I go, I'm on a big river, a big body of water, or something like that. I don't know quite why that is, but you kind of touch on it in this poem.
Sure. I was sitting near Salem College one day, and there was just trees full of birds, and it was so loud and so dominant, and I just thought, wow, it's sort of transporting. It's like water that takes your boat away, and that's how I felt. And the other thing about that is, in this area, there is a bird. So far, I think it's a white-throated sparrow, but it's a do-do-do. That's what its song is like. I hear it all the time.
That descending three-note scale. Yes.
And I've got to talk to an expert about it and see if I can even turn it into a melody for a song. But do you want me to read a wash in bird song?
Okay. Yeah.
I am a wash in bird song, tart, evocative, healing, an ambient cocoon, a sonic shower, a tonal universe, inspiring a poet's theory of everything, general, relative, wavical. A particle matters insofar as its specific song. That is to say, its signature, its note, its tune, its telltale amplitude. While spinning you this way and that, it signifies its place in the biosphere, its clef, its chair in the symphony, its place in the universe, my universe, intentional, good, ample. A place for well-versed poets and birds on the wing and song, resonating, informing, inviting, transforming. Your timpani calibrates my heart's vitality. Your cello tugs at me here like longing looks. Your bird song carries me in astral flight, where, in at one moment, all I hear is many hearts' ecstatic sound. And I do mean that as a poet's theory of everything, how to understand the universe and how it's a field of vibration, different vibrations, why mystics and Eastern people talk about vibration so much, and listening to the birds put me in mind of all that.
Well, your love of science comes to the fore, too, with, sure, with amplitude, particles, and even, I think of music theory and treble clefs as, mm-hmm, as being somewhat mathematic and scientific. Mm-hmm. It's a neat combination, and somehow life reaffirming at the granular level.
Yeah, the science, I love how the science comes through. And I so often am using scientific terminology to describe emotional context. And I was noticing that about my poem, and I was saying, I guess science is a big part of my poetics. And then I discovered a Mexican poet named Coral Baracho, and she really does that. Hers is very geological. Mine is often astronomical. Hers is very geological. And her poetry has things like the mossy designs and your gravid this. And I read one of her poems in Spanish and English, and I felt like I was in a trance. And the trance did not resolve till I had written a tribute poem similar to hers called The Fount, which is eerie, creepy, good, you know. So poetry can do that, put you in a trance until something resolves itself and comes out.
My thanks to Delta Fine Arts program developer, author, poet, and singer Rodney Holman. His new book of poetry out on L. James Press is titled The Universal Solvent, and you can hear Rod reading selections during the annual Delta Arts Center's Mother's Day Jazz Brunch on Sunday, May 13th, beginning at 12:30. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.